"What do you mean by the rest of the time?" I asked.
5 days, he said with decision. I asked him if I should be then free, and he said, "You will be free, Christine, for when those 5 days are past, you will have learned not to see me, and then from time to time you will come to see your poor Eric." He pointed to a chair opposite him at a small table, and I sat down, feeling greatly perturbed. However, I ate a few prawns and the wing of a chicken and drank half a glass of Tokay, which he had himself, he told me, brought from the Königsberg cellars. Eric did not eat or drink. I asked him what his nationality was and if that name of Eric did not point to his Scandinavian origin. He said that he had no name and no country, and that he had taken the name of Eric by accident. After lunch he rose and gave me the tips of his fingers, saying he would like to show me over his flat. But I snatched away my hand and gave a cry. What I had touched was cold and, at the same time, bony, and I remembered that his hands smelt of death. "Oh, forgive me," he moaned. And he opened a door before me. "This is my bedroom, if you care to see it. It is rather curious." His manners, his words, his attitude gave me confidence, and I went in without hesitation. I felt as if I were entering the room of a dead person. The walls were all hung with black, but instead of the white trimmings that usually set off that funereal upholstery, there was an enormous stave of music with the notes of the Dies Irae, many times repeated. In the middle of the room was a canopy, from which hung curtains of red brocaded stuff, and under the canopy an open coffin. "That is where I sleep," said Eric. "One has to get used to everything in life, even to eternity." The sight upset me so much that I turned away my head. Then I saw the keyboard of an organ which filled one whole side of the walls. On the desk was a music book covered with red notes. I asked leave to look at it and read Don Juan Triumphant. "Yes," he said, "I compose sometimes. I began that work 20 years ago. When I have finished, I shall take it away with me in that coffin and never wake up again." "You must work at it as seldom as you can," I said. He replied, "I sometimes work at it for 14 days and nights together, during which I live on music only, and then I rest for years at a time." "Will you play me something out of your Don Juan Triumphant?" I asked, thinking to please him. "You must never ask me that," he said in a gloomy voice. "I will play you Mozart, if you like, which will only make you weep, but my Don Juan Christine burns, and yet he is not struck by fire from heaven." Thereupon we returned to the drawing room. I noticed that there was no mirror in the whole apartment. I was going to remark upon this, but Eric had already sat down to the piano. He said, "You see, Christine, there is some music that is so terrible that it consumes all those who approach it. Fortunately, you have not come to that music yet, for you would lose all your pretty coloring, and nobody would know you when you returned to Paris. Let us sing something from the opera, Christine Daae."